Our Father, who art in heaven, God, we thank you for another Communion Sunday, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you truly thought we were worth saving, and you sent Jesus. God, you saw how lost we were. You understood that we could not get it right on our own. You sent Jesus. That's love. And God, we are grateful. We are grateful, God, for your love. And God, we're just grateful for another day of life and the breath of life, God. God, we are grateful that you forgive us when we make the same mistakes over and over again, God. But you're a loving and forgiving God. So we're grateful, God. Now, God, we gather this day, God, because you're God, and we want to worship you, and we want to praise you, Lord God. But, Lord God, we do have some concerns, Lord. So we lift them up to you now. Meet the needs of your people, God. Whether comfort, whether healing, restoration, reconciliation, whatever it may be, God, you are the God who's able. So we lift it up to you now in the name of Jesus. God, if there be anything in me that's not like you, God, strip it away right now in the name of Jesus so that I can hear clearly from you. And God, if you give it to me, I will stand here boldly and share it with the people of God. God, I've said yes a long time ago, God. I'm not ashamed of this gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God. So Holy Spirit, have your way in this place. Let your glory, your anointing, your power, your presence be felt throughout this entire block. Have your way, Holy Spirit. It is in the name of Jesus the Christ we do pray. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. He thought you were worth saving. Our morning text is from the Gospel according to Mark. It is Communion Sunday, and we're going to talk about Jesus, you all. It's only right. So we're going to the Gospel of Mark, a familiar passage of Scripture for many of you. Going to verse 35 through 41, as the Spirit leads. So when you have found it, please stand. Chapter 4, I'm sorry. According to Mark, chapter 4, verse 35 through 41. This book was written by John Mark, you all, to present to the readers the person, the work, and the teachings of Jesus. He presented Jesus as an active, compassionate, and obedient servant who ministers to the physical and spiritual needs of others. Chapter 4, down to verse 35. Many of you have read this. John Mark was his Latin name.
Amen.
Now, John Mark, whose Latin name was, it was Marcus. It was Marcus. Okay. He was not one of the 12 disciples, you all, but he accompanied the Apostle Paul on his first missionary journey. Are you there yet? Mark 4, starting with verse 35. I'll be reading from the New Revised Standard Version, and it reads this way. On that day, when evening had come, He said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. Other boats were with him. A great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already being swamped. But he, meaning Jesus, was in the stern asleep on a cushion. They woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" Jesus woke up, rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased, and there was a dead calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" You may be seated. Who is this? The wind. Obey him. The message this morning is entitled "The Urgency of Now." The Urgency of Now. Help me, Holy Spirit. The urgency of now. In April 1967, a year before he was killed, Dr. Martin Luther King preached on the fierce urgency of now. It was in a sermon entitled "Beyond Vietnam, A Time to Break Silence." It said that of all his speeches, it remains the least remembered because it summoned the Christian church to protest the Vietnam War. But in that message, he referenced this statement: "A time comes when silence is a betrayal." I just want you all to think about that phrase. A time comes when silence is a betrayal. During that time, with all the events, including segregation, discrimination, oppression, Dr. King believed that there was a fierce urgency of now. And it was time for the church to speak. It was time for the people of God to be heard. And as I was preparing this message, and so many thoughts were coming to my mind about what is really happening today, God says this: tell the church there's an urgency of now going on in the society. He's saying to the people of God, it's time for you to stop procrastinating. See, most of us have heard this quote by Benjamin Franklin. It says, "Don't put off until tomorrow what you can do today." You heard that before? You may have even heard persons even say, when I get myself together, I'm going to the church. When I get myself together, I'm going to make a difference in the community and in the world when I get myself together. But God is saying to someone, there's an urgency now. Many of you may be familiar with this song by the Winans, huh? It goes like this. Jesus said, here I stand. Won't you please take my hand? And you said, I will tomorrow. Jesus said, I am he who will supply all your needs. And you said, I know, but tomorrow. Tomorrow. I'll give my life to him tomorrow. See, I thought about today, but it's so much easier to say tomorrow. But who promised you tomorrow? God is saying to someone today, you better choose the Lord today. Come on, let the church say amen. Who promised you tomorrow? Who promised you, hallelujah, tomorrow? What was urgent, though, for these disciples, moving back to the scripture? I just believe it was only a test, you all. It was only a test. See, Jesus knew. When he told them, we are going to the other side, that they would get there. However, it was necessary to take them through a storm, take them through a test to get to the other side. But see, Jesus knew what was on the other side. The other side represented new opportunities. It represented new ministry assignments. It represented new possibilities. But they had to go through the storm to get there. See, they needed a faith test. They needed spiritual development. Because Jesus wanted them to grow up and have faith in God. Mm-hmm. See, when the urgency of now moments appeared, he wanted the disciples to be able to operate in faith. But see, he knew what was going on. It was only a test. See, that's how I interpret it. It was only a test. He said, we're going to the other side. I believe all of us can relate to this situation. When we are moving along, all is well and at peace. And then all of a sudden, everything changes. And you feel or you experience this urgency or now situation. I need help now, Lord. I need an answer now, Lord. Somebody need to do something now, Lord. See, these disciples were caught in this natural storm. But storms do come in all kinds of forms, you all. And this morning, we're going to talk a little about the storms of life. See, church, it is interesting that often when storms come about, it's when you least expect them. You think you got it all together. You're all wise and you all smart. But all of a sudden, unexpected, here comes the storm. And even if the truth be told, some of us may be going through some storms right now, looking pretty good, all dressed up, but you're actually having a storm. It's storming in your life. I'll say situations that cause you agony, cause you anxiety, cause you sleepless night. Anybody know what I'm talking about? High blood pressure, uncontrolled crying, loss of appetite. Heartache and even headaches. Things happen, you all. boss tell you, we got to let you go. The budget is just not right. Bad report from the doctor. Children acting crazy. Church folks, forget they church folks. And some people may even think with this new administration coming in, that they feel an urgency of now. Holy Spirit. But God is saying to the church, there is an urgency, but I need you to pray. If my people who are called by my name would humble themselves. He needs us to humble ourselves. Turn from our wicked ways. Seek my face. Then I will hear from heaven and heal your land. But yet still people are thinking, God, urgent things are happening now. People are even anticipating some of the policies to be implemented by the new president. Whatever our situations may be, Holy Spirit, hallelujah, this morning, no matter what we may even think, what we may be even experiencing, people of God, God is still able, you all. He's saying that, yes, many are walking around. God, we need you now. God, we need a resolution right now to whatever is going on. See, God, we're going through this urgency, God. We need you. God, we are seeking your way and your answer, God. The urgency of now. It's also reflected in our street violence, you all. Yes, 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 yes. We have to be real. It impacts the church. Yes. Our children, our young people are dying in the streets. Drug addiction and alcohol are causing all types of negative experiences. Unemployment in our communities. Yeah, there's an urgency, church. We may be saved, but we're not exempt from what's happening in the earth realm, you all. None of us are storm free. Life storms do not discriminate. But let us look at what God has for us as we look at these disciples. How can we take their experiences now and apply it to our lives? See, we have to be mindful that the Bible says in 2 Timothy that all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and it is profitable. It's words for to teach us and instruct us and lead us to the truth. So that when these disciples were experiencing, I call it their urgency of now moment, when their lives were changing all of a sudden, when the storm appeared, they panicked. The storm threatened to destroy them. And they felt that Jesus was not aware. See, these disciples felt helpless and they were fearful. But they were wise enough to call on Jesus. Amen. Yeah, yeah. They said, Jesus, will you wake up? Jesus, this is urgent. Jesus, we need you. Jesus, wake up. This is the urgency of now moment. But they knew enough to call Jesus. So we have to remember that, see, they could go straight to the source. Now, what do? We go through Jesus to the Father to pray. But see, God heard their prayers. And what did it say? The winds and the waves obeyed his will. And there was a perfect calm. The disciples called Jesus. We get this in your spirit now. Urgency of now moments. What do? The disciples called Jesus. So we must learn, we must practice, and we must believe that in the urgency of now moments, we have to have faith. He was saying, teacher, I have faith in God, and we must exercise that faith. Jesus said to them, why are you fearful? How is it that you have no faith? See, you've been with me all along. You've watched me heal the sick. You watched me deliver demons out of people. Disciples, you've been in training with me. Why do you still have no faith? You've been listening, watching. How is it that you still have no faith? Let's put it to today's time. You've been in Bible study. You've come to Sunday school. You come to church and you hear the word. You read the Bible for yourself. Why is it that you have no faith? Really? God is saying to the church in their urgency of their moments, and they will come, turn the situation over to me. Turn it over to God, and don't you return to pick it back up again. Leave that situation with me. Put it in God's hand. Do not return to it. Come on, y'all. How often do you pray about something one day, and the next day you crying about the same thing? God said, leave it in my hands if you're a believer. And once you put it in God's hand, sometimes he answers immediately. But other times you must wait on the Lord and be of good cheer. And waiting requires you all patience. We've been talking about that word. Waiting requires patience. You must wait in faith, believing that God will answer. Now, this is a word for the people of God. This is for the believers. And you must believe that your God will take care of you. Do not be like the disciples who failed to understand that they were in good hands, you all. Jesus told them. What did he tell them? We are going to the... And if God said it, that settles it. If God said it in his word, that means it is so, you all. Because he's God and he's not a man that will lie to you. He said, so is my word. Somebody knows that. That goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me void. But you must believe it. Nothing is going to happen to you all. You're going to the other side. Nobody told you that the trip would be easy. Nobody told you you wouldn't have some trials and tribulations. I told you you're going to the other side. Yeah, that urgency of now moments may happen. However, Jesus said, I'm delivering you. But see, these disciples, see, sometimes we know the word. We read the word, but we don't look like the word. We don't look like people of faith. God said, when you feel this urgency, you must have faith in God that he will deliver you. This is our year, you all, to walk in faith and to be faithful to God. So God is going to give us some faith messages because he wants the people of God to look like this word. When people see you, they should see something different than the world. Amen. Hallelujah. When you have trials and tribulations, you should be acting like the world. Amen. Yeah, we have urgency of their moments, but we hold our head up high because we know a God that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can even ask or think. Somebody ought to say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, God. Help me, Lord God. They would not perish, and we will not perish because we're in good hands. We are right there with Jesus, if you're a believer. We're right there with the Savior of the world, the Son of God, the Good Shepherd, the Messiah. It's right there in the middle of whatever we may go through. Somebody ought to say amen, Reverend Dean. Hallelujah, Lord God. You've seen him deliver in the past. You've seen him heal in the past. You've seen him restore in the past. Why don't you have faith? And that's what God is asking us this day. How long have I walked with you? How long have I been with you? Have I not delivered you in the past? Have I not healed, delivered, restored, reconciled? Why now do you have no faith? Why now? Why now? Why now? So as we look at our storms and these urgency of now moments, we must always remember, church, truly the battle is not ours. It's the Lord. He's right there. He's developing us. He's teaching us. He's molding us. He's shaping us so that we will be people of faith, that we can go out and tell somebody else about the goodness of our Lord. So you gotta go through to grow up. It's just preparation stuff you're going through. But you must believe it. You can't die in it. You can't give up in it. You must believe it. So the relevant question is, what will you do? It's for you to ponder this morning. When these urgency of now moments show up, what will you do? Will you hang your head low and weep and have a pity party with the persons that like to feel sorry for themselves? Or will you? I heard call on Jesus. I think somebody got it. Basically, what God is saying to the church this morning, you don't have to worry about what's going on in the world. It's not your place to fix the world. You did not create the world. So what make you think you can fix the world? Your assignment is to have faith in God and believe that he's able to turn any situation around. I would say that we need, as people of God, to put our faith in motion.
Yes. Wow.
Mm-hmm. See, faith is the key to it all. See, I hear all these conversations, either personal problems or political issues. But I just smile because I know the answer. And I believe the answer. My God is able. God is in control. No man controls the world, you all. The half-brother of Jesus said it this way. Dear brothers and sisters, when trouble comes your way, consider it pure joy or a great joy. For you know that your faith is being tested. It's only a test. That's what you have to get. It's only a test. Your endurance must grow. Mm-hmm. Your faith must grow that you would be fully developed to do the will of God here on earth.
Yes, yes.
Don't you get weary when things are not going your way. You look to heaven. God, I realize it's only a test. God, I realize that you are in control. God, show me what you want me to get out of this experience. Don't you hang your head low. You look up to the hills where cometh your help. Your help cometh from the Lord, people of God. He wants us to grow up. If we grow up, then we can do his will outside of these walls, you all.
Yes, 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 yes.
So God is saying to you, Put away your fear. Put away your disappointment. Cast aside your hurt. Cast aside your pain. Cast aside your depression and simply have faith in God. That's what he's trying to tell us today. Have faith. Can you really turn it over and leave it there? Let's just talk. Why do we go back and get stuff? And you tell people, you know, I've been praying about it a long time. That means you haven't turned it over. If you're still praying about it, whatever your it is, you haven't turned it over. If you've turned it over, you go into the celebration mode. God, I praise you for the victory. God, I praise you for the deliverance. God, I praise you that you answered me. God, I praise you because you're so loving to me. You go into the praise mode. So have you, let me just ask you, have you been praying about the same thing over and over again? This day you commit, I'm leaving it with God. And I'm going on, I have decided I'm going to follow Jesus. I ain't turning back no more. Come on, people of God, leave it in his hands. You can't fix it anyway. When you try, really, how has it worked for you, really? So God is just telling us a few little things through these disciples. Disciples that walk with Jesus, talk with Jesus. He's telling us we can learn so very much. And these urgency of now moments, they will come, you all. But you must trust the Lord with all your heart. And lean not to your own understanding. See, we are busy people. We try to figure things out because we're so smart. We went to school, you all. So we're trying to figure this stuff out. But God has said, acknowledge me. Turn it over to me. And I will direct your path. And one last thing we can learn from Jesus. What did Jesus do when he got up? He spoke to the situation. See, that's a principle to us. We must speak to our situation. See, it's power in the word, but you know, must know this word and believe it in order to speak to your situation. Speak to it. Speak to what you mean and mean what you speak. Develop faith in your words, you all. Learn to release faith in everything you do and everything you say. My mama told me that there's life and death in the tongue. So you must speak the word of God over your situation. Don't you expect to speak something negative and think something positive will happen. You must speak the word of God in faith. Come on, you all. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thou rod, their staff, they comfort me. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Speak that word. And whatever, hallelujah, whatever I do will prosper. For I am like a tree planted by the rivers of water. See, you got to encourage yourself when you're going through these urgency of now moments. Hallelujah. I am delivered from evil of this present world. For it is the will of God concerning me. Do you know the word? Do you believe the word? No evil shall befall me. Never, hallelujah. Neither shall any plague come near my tent or my house. For the Lord my God gives his angels charge over me. See, you must know this word, believe this word, and speak this word in the urgency of now moments. Pull out your word. If you don't know them, go to the scriptures and start to search what God has just for you. I am a overcomer. Yes, I am. I overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. Speak that thing. Speak the word. As these storms come up, as you feel discouraged, somebody said, nay, in all things, we're more than conquerors.
Hallelujah.
Through him who loves us. Come on, Holy Spirit, move through him. Fill through here, God. Speak to your people. He wants us powerful. He wants us free. He sent the word to deliver us. Somebody said, in times like these, we need a Savior. In times like these. And we thank God we have a Savior. And his name is Jesus. So, in the urgency of now moments, call on your Savior.
Yes. Amen.
and believe that it is done. I'm going to just close with that. In your urgency of now moments, whether it be in the world, be in the country, be in your church, be in your family, just be within you. You have a Savior who loves you. Let the church say amen. We all have our assignments, you all. Yes, we support those that are called to march. We pray for them.